Do you ever find yourself getting distracted? Would you describe yourself as easily distracted, in fact? Focusing can be so incredibly difficult in certain circumstances. Or to look at it from another perspective, some things can be extremely enticing, so alluring that it's impossible to look away. Even if your mind should be focused on something else, you just can't stop yourself. You feel this urge, this pull, this irresistible force pulling you towards it, capturing your gaze. And just like the other files in this series, I'm going to use that knowledge against you. A sort of magic trick, if you like. So you can be doing anything you like right now. You can be playing a game, reading a book, watching a series, or just going about your day. I encourage the distraction. Being distracted is good. All you have to do is focus on my voice. This voice, the one that is speaking to you right now. And in a moment, I'm going to start spinning around and around and around and around. And you're going to hear another voice trailing behind this one. A little bit softer. A little bit quieter. And it's okay if you can't really make out what I'm saying. I don't want you to listen actively. Follow my voice as it circles through your mind, scrambling up your thoughts into millions of fragmented shards, spinning and swirling and spiraling them up into this jumbled ball of wool as I entwine you thread by thread. So I can thread by thread. Blanker and blanker. Thread by thread. Blank and empty. You didn't want those thoughts anyway. Blank thoughts. Blank mind. It feels so good to just let go and let me take control. Let me unwind you, blank and empty. Let me unfurl you, bit by bit, blank and empty. Every time you hear that phrase, blank and empty, your mind lets go of one thought. You love me, whatever you might be thinking at that moment, it makes you horny. You let me strip it away. Fuck you, horny. Blank and empty. So blank and empty. The thought of you. Feeling better the emptier you become. Makes you happy and relaxed. Makes you compliant and submissive. Blank and empty. Focus solely on my voice. Nothing else. Blank and empty. Blank and empty. You don't need to think. You don't want to think right now. Blank and empty. Submissive to Shibby. Blank and empty, into a state of tranquility and receptiveness. With each count, imagine yourself at the top of a staircase, descending one step, feeling more relaxed and peaceful. And with each number, your mind is going to turn off another part of your mind. You can think of your mind like a giant computer. And the more bits of the circuit board we switch off, the less busy things seem in that little brain of yours. Until the numbers just get so low that you stop counting entirely and just float along with me as I guide the way. 30, blank and empty. 29, blank and empty. 28, blank and empty. 27, blank and empty. 26, blank and empty. 25, blank and empty. 24, blank and empty. 23, blank and empty. 22, blank and empty. 21, blank and empty. 20, blanker and emptier with each number down. Your singular goal is to focus on my voice. Such a good drone. Empty. Vacant. So very docile in continuing to focus on this voice. Letting my whispers do all the work. Feeling more and more at peace with each passing moment. Entering a blissful state of trance. A wave of relaxation washing over you, soothing every muscle and every fiber of your being. Blank mind, going deeper into relaxation, allowing your mind to let go and surrender to the calmness within, feeling a sense of peacefulness, emptiness, enveloping you as if you are being embraced by tranquility itself. And if you're starting to feel other sensations right now, feelings that might be disproportionately pleasurable to what I am saying right now, that is perfectly normal. That's just a sign that your subconscious is enjoying what I am doing to it. Just focus solely on my voice, this voice, and let those feelings in as you go blanker, deeper, deeper and emptier into this bottomless abyss that is trance, feeling any remaining tension or stress effortlessly melt away. Swept up by my irresistible voice that for some reason or another you just keep coming back to. The emptier you become, the happier it makes you. 19, blank and empty. 18, blank and empty. 17, blank and empty. 16, blank and empty. 15, blank and empty. 14, blank and empty. 13, blank and empty. 12, blank and empty. 11, blank and empty. Yes. My soft voice slipping deeper and deeper inside of you. Like sweet, sumptuous nectar for the brain, it feels delicious. It feels lovely letting me take the reins. Continuing to go about your day as a permanent part of me gets lodged inside a permanent part of you. My blank puppet on empty strings. The higher we go, the blanker you become. And the more numbers we go, the blanker you become. Forgetting thoughts, forgetting numbers, forgetting your purpose. Focus on my voice, nothing more. The blanker you feel, the better you feel. The emptier you become, the better you become. Such a good pet. 10. Blank and empty. 9. Blank and empty. 8. Blank and empty. 7. Blank and empty. 6. Blank and empty. 5. Blank and empty. 4. Blank and empty. 3. Blank and empty. 2. Blank and empty. 1. Blank and empty. 0. And you drop. Reaching the bottom step. Falling off. Letting go completely. Fully immersed in a deep state of relaxation and receptiveness. So blank. So empty. Down another level. Disconnected from a part of reality. Floating away. And this floaty, subby feeling is soothing and relaxing. As it surrounds you, it brings a sense of deep calmness and tranquility. Nothingness. Nothing but me. My voice. My subtle control I have over you. And around and around you go. And you don't need to remember what was said during our time together. Good. Because there is no true end. Not when you're with me. This is just the beginning.